You briskly approach the ship when John appears alongside you.
Thank you for your help.
Maybe I can return to my homeland now and be with my family.
I have missed them all these years.
You reach the ship, where John pulls out an ornate wooden chest from beneath his trench coat. You hand him the skeleton key, and he places the charms demanded by the gypsy inside. It snaps closed with a flash of purple light. And, as if being sucked into a tiny vortex, before disappearing into thin air, John suddenly winces, clutching his eye patch. Yet, as he slowly lifts the patch, his face breaks into a wild grin. The purple eye is no more.
The curse has been lifted!
He starts dancing up and down the edge of the wharf, yelling,
I can see!
You too also feel a weight lift off your shoulders. You've done it! But how will you reconstruct the ship? You ask as John returns from his joyful spree. He smiles.
You're in for a treat.
From the ship, the faint outline of a dozen burly sailors approach. They collect the remaining charms from you and place them across the ship. Each of the charms glow before exploding like stars. Before you stands a complete ship, ready to set sail. John shakes your hand, tossing his dusty old trench coat aside. Goodbye, John. A shimmering silhouette of the ship casts off, detaching from the physical embodiment. You watch on until it disappears out of sight, wondering if anyone else has seen what you have. You look around, noticing nobody. At your feet, you find a scattering of old wooden toys that must have fallen from John's coat. A cup and ball, a spinning top, a yo-yo, and a skipping rope. You put your phone into your pocket and ponder the simple pleasures that kept people your age occupied in years gone by. The end.